Good morning. Yes, morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip. What is it? Friday the 31st. Why do I do it every day? It's ridiculous. What am I? What are we going to do today? I'm going to get all emotional today. I'm getting all emotional thinking about getting emotional. I know it. Firstly, I've got no bets whatsoever. A few of you have asked why I haven't had any horses. It's purely just been a time thing. I haven't done the horses myself. The football has been so thick and fast that I haven't. But most of you will know that today is the last week of Ultimate 2019-2020. Serie A finishes this weekend, and we have got to the end of what has been an incredibly long, very strange year and season, without a shadow of a doubt. Never known anything like it. I produced a couple of videos yesterday for some new stuff. Obviously, we haven't got this break for next season, but it is the end of a season. There will be people who move on from Ultimate, and I wish all those people well, but I've tried to sort of keep my morale up and keep things going through, obviously, lockdown, COVID, doing the pods. And it isn't, whilst I say it's a one-man band, I've had my struggles, as we all have, particularly when Jodie and the baby were in hospital, Sam was in a bad way. And, you know, you're in the game, forgetting what I do for production, you're in the game that you can't miss a day, so you have to keep going. And I am quick to moan and nag at people, and I'm naturally not a big lover of people. I think the world is going to shit, as I've said on here many times. And I'll give you an example. I went to my brother's, I said the other day, suddenly all my family invited me for dinner. I went to my brother's last night, and I was running a bit early, and I have to go past the golf course where I play, you know, or used to play a bit of golf. And I haven't been up there since before lockdown. I went up there the weekend before lockdown to see somebody, and it was when the rules were just being introduced, about social, and nobody was social distancing whatsoever. So they could still play golf, but the clubhouse was closed, but they were just all mingling on the veranda and patio. But then I went up there yesterday, and this is unbelievable. I don't know when we became this society. They've been able to play golf for however long, but the clubhouse wasn't open. So while they could play golf but not go in the clubhouse, they got into the habit of drinking in the car park. So, you know, they'd play their golf, and it's just a decent golf course. You know, it's a nice golf club. I've got no problem with that. Have a drink in the car. I've got no problem with it whatsoever. Apparently it was against the rules, but I've got no, you know, that's just Jobsworth. I've got no problem if people are maintaining social distancing. You've been together outside on the golf course, you're out in the car park having a drink, fine. But now the clubhouse has opened, obviously they can finish their golf game and have a drink. But some of them have started not doing that, drinking in the car park. So they're now just standing in the car park drinking. But I pulled my car in, and in a parking space, you know, just literally, you're talking 20 yards from the golf club, in a parking space, there's 10 empty cans of lager, a couple of crisp, you know, big kettle chips bags, and some sandwich boxes. They've just left their shit there. Just left it in a parking space, drink that, put it all down there on the floor. When did we become this fucking society that doesn't clean up after us? I don't know when that ever happened. I find it drives me mad. I know there's somebody who follows me, I can't remember who it is, has got a similar view on litter with me. Absolutely drives me mad. I was fuming. I only popped in there to see if anybody I knew was there. I was getting my view on society, but I cannot sit and take all the credit for what happens on FTS. Yes, I am the main driver of it. Yes, I do the day-to-day work. Yes, I come up with the odds compiling. I do the ideas, but I've had a massive amount of help, so I'm going to have a bit of a thank you podcast, because there's a few people who helped me that I don't give probably enough credit to. They know what I'm like. They've been on the wrong end of me numerous times. Chrissy obviously is one, and before you all jump up, Danny, it's nicely paid. But Chris is a fantastic lad. Met him a few years ago. Obviously, he's done the podcast guest appearance. Absolutely brilliant at what he does. And the stuff he's produced, you know, the stuff he's produced for me that you guys will never see is amazing. But, you know, obviously one of the tools that we're putting out is something that I wanted built, and Chrissy is the man that's built it. One who doesn't ever get a mention, and I really must mention him, is Ryan. Ryan came to me originally sort of to help with the website. And where Chris specialises in VBA, Ryan specialises in excellent in Excel, in formulas. I mean, he has some formulas that are like flipping four pages long. And the thing with formulas, you get one comma wrong. You know, it's count if, and match, and if, and match, match, C9, match, and if, dollar, dollar. And he does pages and reams of it. And Ryan is the man who sort of has put the power builder into realisation. Lovely lad. I mean, I met him, he's a Spurs supporter, which helped him get a foot in the door, and then I took him to a Spurs game very early on after meeting him, and he had a picture of Maurizio Pochettino on his phone as his screensaver. That was a bit of a worry, so he got a bollocking for that. I have given him numerous bollockings over the year. I'm not gonna lie, I have had a go at him, maybe unjustly, a couple of times, but you know what I'm like, I flare up. But Ryan, if you are listening, I don't know whether he does listen to the podcast, I think he's fed up of hearing me ramble. Lovely lad, and I thank you ever so much for what you've done, and will continue to do. Don't think you're fucking getting off, son. Art, tireless. Art is, I mean, I dig this guy out, one of the nicest people I've ever met in my life. Fucks my sheets up repeatedly, but never ever says no to anything. This is where I'm going to get emotional now. He's had a tough time. Oh, sorry, Art, you got me. He has had a tough time and is still having a tough time, but he's always for 10 years now been there for me and done anything. Art, get well, son. Let's push on. Oh, sorry. Dave's been an FTS member for years. Dave came on board. Dave helps me with my email. He makes sure a lot more of you get answered. You could not get two people who are further apart than Dave and I. They hate me saying it, but him and his wife are two of the nicest people on the planet. And they hate me saying that, but they are. And they've just got, for me, they're just lovely, lovely people. And he's such a nice guy. But we are chalk and cheese. And he tries to get me to do things that I don't want to do, is probably how I'd put it. And I remember ringing him up one day and the F word came out and he was in the car with his kids. And he doesn't swear or anything, Dave. He's just super clean, lovely guy. So, Dave, don't say it enough, but thank you ever so much. And Dave, you know, will be hanging around and trying to keep me on track. Alistair Moffat, who I mentioned, Alistair runs Bet Engine. Alistair, somebody I've fucked about for fucking a year. Can we do this? Can we do that? Never again, never says no. Fantastic guy, I mentioned him yesterday. Absolutely love him. Such a clever guy as well. But Alistair, can't thank you enough. I don't say it enough. And Lee Cow has been great. And Lee, I will fuck you about for the next 3 months. You just don't know it yet. Enjoy Croatia. We'll be having a chat next week. But Lee as well has helped me. And I think that's one of the things you meet. You know, I've met people over the time. Over the 10 years, it's 14 years next year, but so let's say 10 or 12 where it's really been full steam. And they're decent people who help me. And I don't say it enough. And I think, again, you know, it is easy to criticise people, but just to thank these people for one, they make my life easier and produce great stuff for me to use, but it enables me also to share that with you. So whilst I do the hours and the graft, behind it, I have got people helping me out and producing tools that we all benefit from. And I do dig them out. That's my natural default mode, is to take the piss out of people. And my missus will tell you, if I'm taking the piss out of you, it means I like you. But all those people have kept me, you know, they kept me busy. We've had ups and downs with all of them. I've had a go at all of them at some stage. But then, you know, aside from that, members, and I can't list them all, but people like Suggsy, who I dig out, Kevin Kelly, Gary, Shazwad, Matt Stevens, Greg Allen, Betty Blogger, Jeff, Scott in Scotland, good friend of mine now, good lad. The other Scott, Steve Williamson, who I didn't know, and Steve's a really nice guy, and even Lord Dio. I mean, his fucking sense of humour's shit, but you've all kept me going, guys. I'm not just saying that, you know, the little bits of humour, you know, when you are feeling low, the little chuckles, the little laughs, we're all different, but you've all been, you know, you're all people I respect, and the sort of banter or interaction, whatever it is, I do appreciate. Jayster this morning, Arsenal fan. So, you know, I do talk a lot about the dickheads and people who wind me up, but there's lots of you that you're all fucking idiots. Chrissy Jones, you know, another one. You're all absolute fucking idiots, but for some reason I like you. Yeah, so that's it. I just wanted to really get all that. I thought it was an apt time as the season comes to an end and we move in. You know, I know it's just seamless we move into another one. But I just, you know, particularly the last couple of days, I sort of did about 18, 19 hours yesterday. And you're thinking, well, people are saying great tool. It wasn't just me, you know, who's produced this stuff. I may have had the ideas or said, can we do this, and I want to do that, and it'd be great if we can do that, and they make suggestions to me, these guys, but all been fantastic people. It's been a good season, if not a strange one, other than, you know, it will always have that asterisk, won't it, Andy Marnell, it'll always have the asterisk, son. More subs than the Pacific, flipping tea breaks, getting their deck chairs out, sitting down, having a cup of tea. VAR, nonsense. Ball goal line technology not working. That whole thing should be written off. And then we got that farcical event tomorrow, haven't we? Fulham are coming up, by the way. I told you they'll beat Brentford. Don't you worry about that. Mate, isn't it hell? You've only got four London. Well, you got one decent London club, couple of scrappy ones, and one shit one at the bottom. You know, when you think how many London clubs we used to have in the league, you know, we're going to have obviously one more with Fulham, Brentford, but when you had Charlton, Fulham, QPR, you know, it goes in phases. You had all the North East clubs at one time, Middlesbrough, Hull, Newcastle, Sunderland, Midlands. You know, it's interesting how it goes in phases of football, but I do think Fulham will beat them and come up. Right, that's me. That's all I've got. That's it. Ultimate, it's in there. 4 o'clock, I will put the link live to obtain those tools. That's it. I can't, you know, I've written everything in the members area I can write for today. And, you know, good luck this weekend, the final weekend of the season. And we start again, you know, in effect Wednesday next week. Ultimate will go and we start again on a new season. Be it only Belgium kicking us off. Have a lovely Friday. I'm telling you now, I am getting absolutely fucking smashed tomorrow. Dio, the Tomahawks are coming out. I'm having a couple of boys round to watch the cup final. And I'm going to get absolutely smashed and eat tomahawk steaks. So Sunday everything might be a little bit late because I haven't had a proper drink for a long, long time and I'm going to be an absolute shambles. I'll be back with you. I'll be back with you tomorrow.